Bonner Trucking.
Hey, is Ron in by chance?
I'm asking who's calling.
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, hold on, please.
No worries.
This is Faulkner Trucking, a full-service dry van trucking company with our own fleet of trucks. When we return to your call, please be sure to ask about driver and owner-operator employment opportunities. Thank you for choosing Faulkner Trucking, where our number one attraction is customer satisfaction.
Hello, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's Tyler.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Not bad, yourself.
One more day till Friday, so I'm not complaining. Not complaining at all. Just kind of wanted to follow up with you here. I know you've been speaking with Ruben the last few days and kind of going over all of the details of the offers that are available. I just kind of wanted to kind of touch base with you again and just kind of see where you were at with the whole situation.
Well, kind of like I was telling Ruben yesterday, it's not going to be a deal for us right now on that short term the way it is, Tyler. We just can't afford that.
Yeah, no, I was going over that with.
Sorry. Get us in trouble, and I don't want to get us in trouble. You or I, either one, buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and that's kind of why I wanted to call you. You know, I'm not making. I'm making the same commission cut whether I get you $5,000, whether I get you $250,000. You know, I kind of wanted to just see what your situation was and see if there was anything that you can benefit from. Obviously, if the short term kind of scares you with the rate that was attached to it, by all means, if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it don't make sense at all. It scares the hell out of me, to be honest with you, my friend.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of what I got from Ruben. I was listening over the.
I think you know. I don't want to put a bind on either one of us on something like this. And I'm the kind of guy. I'm not going to jump out and do something if I can't take care of it. And that's just it's gonna be too much right now.
No, I totally understand. And I mean, the offer is going to be still standing there for 87 more days. So I mean, you got 3 months to just kind of play around with the idea. If you know if something does come up.
He was supposed to send me something on $100,000. I haven't seen it yet. So I don't know.
You know what? We just got that in. I believe that was late yesterday. I can follow up here with him and see if he can send you that. You did get another $100,000 approval there. It was from, I think it was from Marlin. I think was the latest one that we had got. But yeah, I mean, you got kind of 3 months to play around with this. If things aren't drastic right now, by all means, don't even worry about it. I'll maybe just kind of touch base with you once a month just to see where things are at.
Send me that $100,000 one. Let me look at it.
Okay, I'll see if I can track Ruben down and see if he can get you the details on that.
I just don't want to stick my neck out on something like that that I almost for sure we can't service.
I see. No,
I'm not gonna put myself in a position I can't get out of, buddy.
100%, and I definitely get where you're coming from. You've been nothing but upfront with me, and I've tried to do the same with you. So I appreciate where you're coming from and the situation that you're in. I'll try and hunt down Ruben right now and see if we can get the details there on the latest offer that we did get you. But other than that, you know, like I said, I'll just kind of touch base with you once a month, just see how things are going, and we can kind of just go from there.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Ron. It was great talking to you. We'll be in touch, okay?
Yeah, stay in touch with me, Tyler.
I will. Thanks. Have a good one. Okay.